Hello everyone, this is Asclepius, and we're delighted to bring you a wonderful story by Ender Andrew and narrated by Amber Rain, entitled Not Like This.
Not Like This by Zoe Marie the Bard. She could feel an ominous rush of wind as she ducked beneath the vicious cleave. The giant club would have pulverized her if it connected. But she emerged from her tumble, thrusting her blade up into the calf of the monstrous giant before her. He dropped his club, but he stomped off quickly before she could pull out her blade. Scrambling to pull out a new weapon, she underestimated his rage. He pounded down with his fist, sending her into a daze. Then he picked her up and started crushing her in his bare hands. Several ribs broke with terrifying cracks. Zoe paused for a dramatic effect. The patrons of Journey's End leaned forward subconsciously, eager to hear what came next. "Not like this. I don't die like this," Zoe narrated, the hero coughing up blood with her words. The giant seemed dismissive of these words, throwing the hero's body against the rock face. Her body slumped to the ground, limp and largely broken. The giant turned away, hoping to pick up his club again to finish the job. Her eyes were fading until a desperate spark sent them ablaze again. She channeled what little energy she had left to launch a dagger into the giant's hand. He dropped the club once again. It fell with a menacing thud. The wound was minor, but the hulking beast was clearly agitated. He spun around in a rage, glowering and howling. "This is how you die, with my foot crushing your puny skull." There was no fear in her steely gaze. She was either prepared for death, or she truly believed her claim that she would not die like this. She was barely able to utter the words, but she blasted him back even further with a fireball, the black pearl and sulfurish ash crumbling in her palm as the spell consumed them. The giant's body singed as flames licked at his flesh. There was no minor wound. His howls weren't merely in frustration, but in excruciating pain. He gnashed his teeth before regaining his composure. Smiles spread through the crowd as tense apprehension gave way to cautious optimism. This was the part of these heroic tales they enjoyed so much, when the hero preserved impossible circumstances over foul beasts and evil creatures. She could barely move, but she crawled to the edge of the cliff, reaching into her pouch. The giant stormed towards her at full speed. It was unbearably painful with the broken ribs, but she took in another deep breath. She knew better than to underestimate his speed this time round, but she had to wait until the absolute last moment. Then, in a blink, she teleported 20 feet away, exhausting her body in the last of her reagents. The giant stomped down hard on empty air, tumbling over the cliff edge. He screamed, hitting rocks on the way down. But after the loud crash, there was only silence. She knew the giant was dead. "Not like this," were her last thoughts before her body gave way for good. She succumbed to the death despite her protest. A ghost rose from her still flesh as her mind fought off the fugue of pain. She stared down, knowing that she would enter the husk and make it rise once more. And rise she did. She limped towards the encampment of giants, knowing the town would not be safe till she finished her task. Zoe Marie finished her tale, speaking for our hero one last time. "I will not die like this, for I am an avatar."
Echoes from the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Tickle. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, asclepius@thecaverns.net, or style@thecaverns.net.